Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Waters, Wow She Does It All, and I'm so glad that you've decided to join us for this segment today. The Wow Seat is a division of www.wowshedoesitall.com that features five signature segments that are each hosted on different platforms. And these segments are specifically designed for helping individuals to level up their wow factor in the areas of lifestyle, career, and more. So we talk about a variety of things. Now, this platform that you're tuning into now features special guests that are making a difference in the world at large or in their primary industries with their wow works. And my definition of wow work stands for one's worthwhile, outstanding works. And you can learn more about those different segments on our Tumblr platform at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Also, you can follow us on our Facebook page, The Wow Seat Podcast. And our core focus for today is on the power of reinvention and your wow factor. And this is with our special guest, transgender life coach and author and writerpreneur, Jack A. Ori. And I've included in the show description a brief bio about him, his websites, and also social media platforms that you can follow him on. So be sure to explore those options. Now, I'm really excited today, but before I welcome Jack to the Wow Seat, I wanted to say a few words about him. So I decided to share my recommendation that I wrote for him on LinkedIn because it really is specific in terms of my relationship with Jack and how much I honor his giftings and everything that he brings to the table and shares with the world at large. So I want to share that before I welcome him on. So here we go. So Jack is one of the most amazing writers of this era. I've had the privilege of reading several great works that he's published. He really knows how to create epic content and bring characters to life in the most profound ways. His gifts of freelancing, blogging, article publishing, novel writing, and character development are just stellar. Every time I've read a piece of Jack's work, I can see the mastery come through in many ways to make an even more profound connection with the reader for greater impact. I highly recommend him as a writing coach, content creator, guest blogger, and also a ghostwriter for solo entrepreneurs, small businesses, educational institutions, and more. Jack is not only an outstanding writer, but also an amazing life coach and communicator. I've enjoyed co-facilitating several endeavors of many kinds with him over the years, and his vastness of talents never ceased to amaze me. So without further ado, I want to welcome Jack to the Wow Seat. Jack, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to have you, and I'm so happy that we are going to be having this conversation today because it's a very, very important topic. Reinvention within itself is so multi-layered, and if anybody can speak to this topic, it certainly is you, and how we kind of bridge how this directly correlates with one's wow factor. But before we jump into the conversation, Jack, what I would like to ask you, and it doesn't have to be something big and elaborate, but what has been your most recent wow moment?
Sure, yeah. The other day when I had posted that my book was almost ready for pre-order, somebody who I haven't heard from in a long time, who I'm connected with because we went to school together a number of years ago, commented saying, "Wow, keep going. I'm excited for you. I really respect you. I really respect what you're doing." And I had not realized that this person was, you know, watching what I was doing or following me that closely. So that was really cool because it was like you never know what your impact on people is.
Right, right. Oh, that's magical, really. That's great. I'm so glad that you shared that because that certainly is a wow moment for real. And I will share that actually you gave me a wow moment recently in one of your messages, and you mentioned how you were excited that we were actually going to be doing some collaboration and sort of working together again. And so that right there was a wow moment for me. That really made my day. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm glad. I definitely am excited, and I always love it when I make a positive impact on people, because it's just such an amazing feeling to know that, like, your words and your actions impact people and ripple outward in ways that you don't realize. Mm.
Yes, they do. And over the years, you have just been phenomenal with that. It's been so consistent. And going back to what you said in terms of what you received from one of your connections or friends that you hadn't sort of dialogued with in a while to share that about you, you just never know who's watching and who is following you, because sometimes we think if we don't hear from someone, then they're just kind of gone. But people, when they value who you are, they stay with you even if you don't hear from them. So that was really a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you know, you just never know. It's happened a lot on Twitter also. I'm part of the writers community on Twitter, so I use hashtag a lot. And a lot of times people will say to each other or to me or to other writers as well, obviously not, I'm not here just to, you know, to my own horn, but
understand.
You know, they'll say to a writer, "Wow, I've been following this," or "Wow, I've been, this tweet really inspired me," you know, and you never know who's reading what you're writing.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't. But thank you so much for sharing that. It's always important to open the space up with asking that question and just hearing what my guests have to say around the wow moments that they're having. So what I want to do now is sort of jump into the topic that we're going to have that we're going to be talking about today. But what I want you to do before we start digging into that is to share what you feel your wow mission is, your worthwhile outstanding work. If you could share that, and then we can dive in to the topic.
Sure. Sure. Well, my worthwhile outstanding work and my life mission is to empower young people through stories to live life on their own terms. And what I mean by that is that there are a lot of people, particularly young people, who feel like their voices don't matter, or that there's nothing they can do about their life circumstances, or that they're just stuck where they are. And so my mission is to use my writing to help them know they're not alone and that they can overcome. And I'm not just talking about like little things, like, but the big issues, things that are structural and that can keep you feeling stuck. Like for me as a trans person, there's a lot of prejudice that trans people sometimes, discrimination that trans people sometimes encounter. Yeah. Some people may encounter discrimination or obstacles because of racism or because of sexism or because of other issues. For me, also being part of the autistic community, the world isn't set up for neurodiversity. So all of those things, some of which are specific to things I've dealt with and some of which I just know because I know people who have dealt with them, and I know a bit about the way systemic factors work can make you feel stuck and in a real way. And it's important to acknowledge those issues and not to say, oh, well, you know, just think positive, because that's not always enough. But my mission is to let people know that you can overcome these things. It's not necessarily going to be easy. The world isn't going to make it easy for you, but there's still hope, and you still have power, even when the world is trying to disempower you.
Absolutely. Oh, that was magnificently stated. Thank you so much for sharing that. You certainly have had a reinvention journey on multiple levels, and so that's why I felt it was important for you to share on this topic today. And we're also going to be talking about a publication that you have coming out that is dealing with the reinvention of Hannah. And so I'm excited to talk about that. So let's jump in real quick to sort of focus on the reinvention, and you can weave in part of your story if you would like. But why is reinvention so important to consider at certain life phases for people? Why do you believe that's important?
I think that we're always growing and changing, and for a lot of people, there are times in your life where you either realize who you have been or who you have shown to the world is not who you really are anymore, or that you feel stuck or you feel unhappy. And when that happens, it's always good to take a step back and say, okay, what can I change? You know, and I think a lot of times, too, we develop in certain ways because we're trying to avoid pain or we're trying to help ourselves. And sometimes we outgrow those things. And whenever people feel trapped or stuck or unhappy, part of, in some way, there's some sort of reinvention that's needed. It doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't always have to be, you know, what I did, which as a trans person, when I came to the realization that I did not identify as female, which was my birth assigned gender, and I completely changed that. You know, I changed my name. I started the doctor and did medical transition and all of that. And it doesn't have to be that like that, but it can be something as simple as saying, you know what, these friends that I have are not sharing my values. I think I want different friends, you know, or something like that. That's a reinvention, you know, because you, anytime you make a change in your life, it affects every area of your life. So for me, and, you know, again, it's very clear if it's something huge, but even if it's something small, something like I'm going to change jobs, or I'm going to find different friends, or I'm going to, whatever your goal might be, you might want to decide you're going to go into business, or maybe something as small as next time my parents or my spouse or whoever says this thing that's always irritating me, I'm going to speak up instead of taking it. It always makes changes in other areas of your life. There's always people who are going to be like, what's wrong with you, because you're not being the way you used to be. And to try to pull you backwards, you know. And that's something that I think is really interesting and important to deal with, is how do you make these changes without, and what disruptions do you need in your life, and how do you keep the good aspects of what your life was? Because you don't want to just, like, throw everything away and be like, okay, well, I'm doing this now, so, you know, everything sucks. you don't want to do that either, because you don't want to throw away people, places, or things that are important to you in order to, you don't want to hold yourself back because someone or something else can't stay in your life either.
I absolutely agree. You know, I love how you are sharing the various levels of reinvention, because that's really important to bring out, because sometimes people can limit that, even that term within itself, to thinking that it just means one thing, and just seeing it from a very narrow perspective. But how you articulated it is, I mean, that was very great, because people can understand it. Sometimes it's just a little tweak, and not always something, as you mentioned, it has to be a massive change, but every change or reinvention or recreation that we do, it impacts our entire journey. So with that, I want to ask this next question. In terms of when recreating oneself, how do you feel that that's important for leveling up their wow factor?
Well, I think every time you reinvent yourself in any way, you're moving towards a more authentic self. Not that you weren't authentic before, but necessarily, but you're getting a greater authenticity. And the more that you're in alignment with your values and your goals, the more you're going to be able to impact others. And I think people are drawn to authenticity. People are drawn to people who are being who they really are. You know, and I think every reinvention helps give you that energy. And it's sort of a magnetism or an aura. And it shows people that you're self-confident, because when you say and do things that are in alignment with your values, whether or not other people approve of them, that's very attractive.
Yes, it is.
That shows confidence, and it shows a willingness to be authentic, and that inspires other people who are to then say, hey, that person said the thing that I was thinking that I was afraid to say, or they did the thing that I'd like to be doing, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's great. Yes, authenticity is so important, and especially in this era where people need to be able to express themselves in a way that is very unique to them and not feel that they have to limit themselves by being in a container in which society wants us to believe success is or how we should be. So that within itself to me is really a wow, and the way you stated it was just brilliant. So I love the way you express yourself. That's why I mentioned earlier that you're such a great communicator.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. So let's dive into talking about reinventing Hannah, because I really want the audience to know what your primary mission was for writing this particular book.
Right. Yeah, I actually had several missions that are pretty connected, so it's hard to tease them out.
Just weave them all in.
The story is about 16-year-old Hannah who decides to reinvent herself positively following being sexually assaulted. And on one level, the initial seed for the story was that I wanted to write a story that takes sexual assault seriously and addresses some of the issues surrounding it and empowers survivors. That was my original thing. And then some other things that are specific to Hannah, that in this story, on a deeper level, in addition to having to overcome what's happened to her, she has been a kind of person who is always quiet and always plays the role of the good girl who never steps into a line, never rocks the boat, never says anything that's going to bother anybody. And she's so quiet that her friends call her Mouse. And throughout the narrative, she moves from secretly not liking that name and not doing anything about it to not wanting to be called that, and goes from somebody who's completely quiet to somebody who not only speaks up for herself, but is an advocate for other people. And throughout, and again, that addresses that whole theme of reinvention, because this causes a rift with her best friend. And the more she has to find a way to decide, first of all, does she want to keep this friend or does she want to just let this friendship go? And if she does want to keep this friendship, is there a way to make it work? Can she get her friend accept who she is? Can she accept who this friend is? You know, and that's part of the issue also that I want to address. And the whole... And then I also wanted to address several side issues that I put in there. Like, one of the subplots involves her and her science class, where the teacher is a very small class, and she and her friend are the only girls in the class. And the teacher makes sarcastic comments and also makes it clear that he doesn't think the girls in the class are good enough to be in a science class. And so I wanted to touch on that. And her boyfriend has a criminal record because he was arrested for weed possession, and so other people look down on him because of that. And I wanted to address that issue, and I also wanted to address mental illness in that part of the story. Also, is that part of, and she is that way, is that her mom is bipolar, and before her mom was able to get treatment and able to get help, she had attempted suicide in the past, and it was a very unstable, kind of chaotic existence. And part of her own issue is dealing with the question of, what if I'm like my mom? What if I'm bipolar? And so all of these things sort of weave together to tell a story about somebody who has to let go of fear and pain and learn how to be authentic and how to reinvent themselves, you know? So... but my primary mission, with all say, having said all that, my primary mission was to empower. Like, that's my pretty much my life mission, is empowerment, and to empower people who have been in situations like that. You know, primarily people who have survived sexual assault, but not just that. Just I think anybody who has ever tried to become more assertive or tried to reinvent themselves in a positive direction can relate to some aspect of what she's going through.
Yeah, man, this is so intriguing. I'm very excited about this work coming out in the world, because I really believe it's going to help a lot of people on so many different levels, because what you've been covering, again, you're very multi-layered, and that's what I really love about you and just the way you develop stories, because, you know, I'm familiar with your works on many different levels, and so I'm just always inspired and empowered by what you write, by what you share. So what I want to do now is ask this question about advice that you would want to provide for those who are thinking about the self-reinvention process.
Sure. Well, the first thing is to know that it doesn't have to be huge and overwhelming. So the first thing is to think about, you know, what's the overarching thing that you want to change? And then maybe think about what's one thing you could change now. And I find it really helpful that you do free association with that. You know, there's a sentence called sentence completion, where a technique called sentence completion, where you are given the beginning of a sentence and you just free associate endings to it. And so sometimes what can be helpful is to do something like free associate endings to the sentence. If I were to be 1% more, whatever it is you want to change. So, like, if I were to be 1% more assertive, or if I were to be 1% more organized, or whatever it is, and just free associate endings to that. And that can really generate ideas for you.
Yeah, that is simplistic and yet so profound at the same time. That is great advice. It's great advice. Now, this project that's going to be coming out, which I want you to talk about when it's going to be coming out, so that people can know exactly sort of the time frame and where they can find the publication. So are you able to share any of that information right now?
Yes. It will be coming out April 11th. The pre-orders are in process. I'm just waiting for all the online stores to process what I've uploaded so that I can share that information. But in the meantime, if you go to my website, which is jackaorreed.com, and click on the link under Books for Reinventing Hannah, you'll see a button on that page that says pre-order. Right now, it goes to just a form you can fill out if you want an email when it's ready. But in the coming weeks, obviously, that'll be changed to give you information about pre-order. I also do have a limited number of review copies available. And if you go to my Twitter, which is Heroic News 2016, you'll see the pinned post has a link to where you can order a review copy if you want to get a copy in exchange for reading and giving a review.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Listen, Jack, this has been a wonderful segment. I mean, you really have broken down the reinvention process so magnificently, and certainly I'm going to have you on other platforms as well and possibly back on this one, too, closer to when the book comes out. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to share all that you shared today. I mean, this has been great. I've been sitting over here just kind of in my wow seat and wow space, just really enjoying everything that you've been sharing.
Awesome. Well, I'm really glad to have had the opportunity, and it was exciting to share as well. I do want to also share all my social media links. Mm-hmm. You can connect with me, like I said, on Twitter at HeroicMuse2016. On Facebook at facebook.com, Heroic Muse Books. And I am on Instagram as Heroic Muse. I haven't used it a lot yet, but that may change. And also, if
give them a reason.
Like, and also, if you would like to support, if you liked what I've had to say and you'd like to support my endeavors, I also do have a Patreon account, which is you can offer a monthly donation if you'd like in order to support my artistry and my empowerment activities, and that's at patreon.com/JackAOre. So you can do that as well, and there are some benefits for people who do that, like they get access to things a little bit early, and they depending on, and you might get an autographed copy or that sort of thing. So I do definitely want to connect with everybody on whatever platform they feel comfortable with.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. We have a little bit under 2 minutes left in the segment. Do you have a closing parting word that you would like to share with our listeners today or anything else that you have coming up?
Sure. I will just real quick. I wanted to let everyone know, first of all, that I'm already working on a second novel, which it's going to be a while before it comes out, but it's called A Different Sort of Love, and it's about a 14-year-old girl on the autistic spectrum who is having trouble fitting in a new town after her father's death and she had to move, and it's about the friendship and love that developed between her and a boy who's also on the spectrum. So there's so you definitely want to connect, and so you won't miss that one. And then I just want to, I don't know who needs to hear this, but whatever you're dealing with, there is a way around it. And just, you know, be empowered. And you can also, if you liked what I had to say and you would like to help moving to your next level or reinventing yourself, I do have coaching spots available. You can get that on my website if you go to JackAOre.com/coaching.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. Jack, you have definitely brought the wow to the wow seat today. Just dispensed your wisdom and just your passion. And, man, thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you for having the platform and for having me on. I really enjoyed this conversation.
So have I. And listen, Jack, I'm going to send you off with having a wow day and just thanking you again. And I am so looking forward to our next collaboration. Thank you again.
Thank you, too.
Have a great day.
You, too. All right, bye.
Thanks. Wow. So, yes, he definitely brought the wow to the wow seat, and I honestly feel that it's time to immerse in the next levels of reinventing our lives like never before. Every day is an opportunity to do that, to reinvent and rebirth who we are for the next level. So I just want to thank the listening audience for tuning in to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Waters, Wow She Does It All, and you can learn more about me on my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And until the next segment, make it a wow day and stay blessed.